A difficult and open-ended military occupation in Iraq is stretching American military forces. Earlier this month, President Bush extended to a full year the tour of duty of 20,000 reservists and National Guard troops stationed in Iraq and Kuwait. The new orders were a blow to family members, many of whom complain that the war in Iraq has turned part-time citizen soldiers into full-time warriors. NPR's Anthony Brooks spoke to family members of Rhode Island National Guard troops.
About 15 women, most of them wives of National Guard soldiers now serving in Iraq, are gathered inside an armory building in Cranston, Rhode Island. With their husbands overseas, they're busy planning a bazaar for later this fall. This is an effort to boost morale for these families, to help them to do something more than just count the days.
It has been 222 days since he left the state of Rhode Island.
Jennifer Rose is the family program assistant here at the Rhode Island National Guard and the wife of Sergeant Edward Rose, with the 115th Military Police Company now in Iraq. She bristles at the term weekend warrior and says her husband has always given much more than one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, especially now.
And they still say that in the commercials, and it drives me crazy because that needs to be restated that they are no longer weekend warriors. Perhaps that was what they were one day, but that's no longer.
Despite the cheerful banter about the upcoming bazaar, these are stressful times. Prominently displayed on a table inside this drab armory building are photographs of Sergeants Joe Camara and Todd Caldwell, both of the 115th Military Police Company. The soldiers were killed earlier this month in Iraq when their Humvee was ripped apart by a landmine. They became the first members of the Rhode Island National Guard to die in combat since World War II. Christine Dolan's husband is also with the 115th.
I would say that that has to be the absolute darkest, worst, unbelievable moment. And you never want to do that. You never want to do it to begin with, and you never want to do it again. I mean, these were friends of mine, so I'm grieving.
This week, grief counselors came to meet with family members on the base, and Dolan says the losses have made the extended deployments much harder to take.
It's really kind of stressful when you don't know when is the deployment going to end. When you don't have some definites in your life, it does cause stress. Traditionally, the expectation was if they did get deployed, it was for 6 months. That was the unspoken expectation. That's not the reality.
The new reality is that soldiers will remain in Iraq for a full year. That's in addition to pre-deployment training and demobilization, which means many will be away for as long as a year and a half. 30-year-old Gina Camado has two children and said her husband's deployment to Iraq has not been easy for her.
This is my first time. I mean, he's never been gone more than 3 weeks. He's been gone 7 months. Christmas will be when he won't be home for that and the kids wake up and he's not there. That will probably be my hardest day to have to explain to them that Daddy won't be here, but we'll have a small Christmas tree that we'll leave up until he comes home.
The Army extended the deployments as U.S. forces face increasingly sophisticated and deadly ambushes in Iraq. Beyond that, U.S. forces are stretched thin across missions in Afghanistan, Bosnia, Kosovo, and other countries. The National Guard and the Army Reserve possess most of the military police and civil affairs units, which are essential for many of these missions, according to the commanding general of the Rhode Island National Guard, Reginald Santracchio.
So what you see here is a greater dependence upon the reserve components to implement the policies of the United States. And I would suggest to you that that'll probably be the scenario, at least for the next several decades that I can see.
But General Santracchio is sympathetic to the soldiers and their families who are struggling with uncertain schedules. The Pentagon is developing a deployment plan that it says will be predictable and sustainable, and it's trying to reduce the growing pressure on the National Guard and Army Reserves. But according to an Army spokesman, there's a finite number of forces, and the mission has to come first. Here in Rhode Island, Christine Dolan worries that means that part-time citizen soldiers like her husband must do more with less.
And I'm not trying to set up a political storm. I'm just saying that if the National Guard is going to be implemented in such a way to support the Army full-time or through any other war or conflict that comes up, then they deserve the same level of respect, money, and equipment that a regular Army person does.
Yesterday, a top Pentagon general said if President Bush can't convince other countries to send forces into Iraq, then the U.S. may have to mobilize thousands more National Guard and Reserve troops. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.